How's the back end? That's the part of the healthcare portal that connects to insurers. This weekend, after the November 30th deadline came and went, the White House announced that the website, healthcare.gov, is running smoothly for the vast majority of consumers at the front end. Here's Jeffrey Zients, who's overseeing the improvements, briefing reporters on a conference call yesterday.
The bottom line, healthcare.gov on December 1st is night and day from where it was on October 1st.
But while that front end may be working well for those enrolling in a health plan, is there information getting delivered to insurers at the back? NPR correspondent Scott Horsley has an update. And Scott, just remind me, what happens at this back end?
Well, as you said, it's the part of the system that communicates with the insurance companies. If you think of a travel website that healthcare.gov is partially modeled on, you can go online as a consumer to shop for an airline ticket or a rental car, see all the choices that are available to you, make your selection. That's the front end. The back end is what tells the airline or the rental car company what you've purchased, so you don't wind up like Seinfeld, where you think you've got a reservation, but when you show up, there's no car waiting for you. The back end of healthcare.gov is what tells the insurance company, here's who's signed up for coverage, here's what, if any, subsidies they're entitled to, and if they paid via the website, here's the money. And getting that back-end function to work right is important so people who think they've signed up for insurance really do get covered, and they don't show up at the doctor's office only to have their insurance company say, we've never heard of this person.
Well, we've been reading anecdotally over the weekend of insurance companies saying that people are calling up and saying, I've filed for this plan, and insurers aren't able to find it. So what's going on? We know technicians are scrambling. What's going on?
Right. Insurance companies say they are still getting enrollment signals from the website with duplicate information or inaccurate information or sometimes just missing information. Some of the software patches that were made over this weekend were designed to address the problem, but no one believes it's been solved completely. And the administration makes no bones about saying its first priority has been to improve the front end of the website. Officials felt that was the most urgent problem. They know they have to get the back end working, too, but they feel like they have a little bit more time to tackle that.
Yeah. Well, typically the Monday after Thanksgiving is a big time when a lot of people sign up for insurance. So what's the thinking about what one should expect today?
Right. For years, of course, all sorts of e-commerce sites have known that they do a lot of business on this so-called Cyber Monday after the long holiday weekend. And it turns out Medicare has a similar track record. And officials have said they expect that to be true with healthcare.gov as well. You know, a lot of families spent this weekend together as families, enjoying the holiday. And that gets people thinking about health insurance, not just because they ate too much and got indigestion. But, you know, parents might have encouraged their adult kids to sign up. Children might have leaned on their parents to shop around for a different kind of insurance. So over the weekend, officials said they'd finally expanded the capacity on the site so that it can handle the advertised 50,000 users all at the same time. And they did experience higher than usual weekend traffic, but weekday traffic has been higher than weekend traffic on healthcare.gov. And so this will be an interesting test today to see both is the public willing to give this website another try and is the site able to handle any increase in business.
Well, again, and that's on the front end with consumers logging on and seeing if they can get through, especially with a lot logging on. But just staying with the back end for a second, insurers worked with the Obama administration on forming Obamacare. They stand to benefit if the mandate is fulfilled and more people have to sign up. And yet, you know, we've, again, been reading stories about how now they are so nervous about what's going on in the back end. You say that the Obama administration says that they feel they have time here. When does time run out for fixing that back end?
Well, obviously, for the folks who are signing up during the month of December and want to have coverage on January 1, they need to get it working for them, post-haste. What the insurance companies have been doing to this point is taking some extra care with their enrollment forms, in many cases contacting customers directly to verify or correct information. But that very personal, labor-intensive approach is going to become more challenging if the volume on the site picks up. So insurance companies are also pushing to sign people up directly. Of course, right now you need to go to the government website to find out if you qualify for a subsidy, except in a handful of states where they're pilot testing a direct enrollment system. That's not available in most of the states that the federal government's responsible for.
Okay, so still keeping a close eye on all of this. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Robin.